Hello?
Hey, Kelsey?
Yes.
This is Pete from Cardiff, and you just tried to give me a call.
I did.
Yeah,
I think on the line with your voicemail, which is full. But
yeah, I gave your father my personal. I'm at work right now, so I'm just calling you off my work phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you kind of filled me in a little bit. You guys are starting off a new trucking business here, right?
Yes.
Of course. Cool. So where are you as far as getting the paperwork? Getting it registered. Is it going to be an LLC or a sole prop?
It's an LLC, and as far as I know, LegalZoom has taken care of everything, including the permit in 48 states, and pretty much as far as that goes, we're just at a standstill for the moment. I mean, they're supposed to be mailing everything, all the documentation. They'll be here in like 15 business days or so. Okay. But I did that last week. So
perfect. Yeah. So he was telling me he wanted to try and grab a few trailers. It looked like about four of them.
Trailers. I have drivers that have their own trucks, so we need trailers.
So he was telling me they were about 7 to 5K each, or 5 to 7K, and he needed about 4-5 of them. So it's going to be around $20,000 to $30,000.
Yes.
And let me see here, because this is a startup, right? So it's going to be a little bit atypical as far as our usual loans go, but we could still help you out here.
Okay.
And yeah, how's your personal credit, Kelsey? Because it's the business under your name, right? You're 100% owner?
Yes. Honestly, probably not that good.
Hey, well, it's better that you tell us now. I mean, we're only going to find out later, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm making payments on my personal vehicle, and I have a personal loan. But as far as, like, a year ago, it told me my credit was NA and that I had none. So, it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress. I gotcha. No worries. But, so you said you had a loan out, like a personal loan. Obviously, this business is... go ahead.
It's just a personal loan that I took to build credit. So.
Yeah, good. Obviously this business is brand new, so it really doesn't have any business credit, or you don't have any loans on the business yet.
No.
Are you, as far as tax return, have you filed with the government at all, or you just handling that next year?
Not with the business aspect, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Now,
shouldn't be
an
issue.
As my personal, I filed. To be honest, I need to call them because it's August and I still haven't heard anything back from them, but
it's not the most efficient system we got here in America. But
I don't know what they're waiting on. So I mean, I've tried to get a hold of them several times.
And tell me a little bit about your background. Like, why are you getting into the trucking industry? Is it just all Steve? Kind of, he's got the experience.
Dad does have the experience. He has the know-how and the knowledge. He's pretty much the one guiding me. But, I don't know. I work two jobs. I'm tired of it.
Ready you want to start your own
branch
business?
Out and do my own thing, yeah.
Nice. I mean, it's tough. It's not easy. It takes a lot of risk. But, the reward's obviously there. You get to be your own boss. And, when things do eventually pick up, and you get off the ground here, it's going to be really rewarding.
I'm ready to quit my factory job.
What are you doing now?
I work in a factory, and then I also work at McDonald's. But McDonald's is only part-time. I pretty much just go in whenever I want or whenever they need me.
Yep.
When I need a little extra cash to make it through the week.
I drive Uber. It's like same thing. Just whenever I need a little bit extra cash and having a good month or something, or car breaks.
Yeah. Right.
I gotcha.
Always helps.
Same boat. Have you been looking around? Did you go to any other banks for financing, or just kind of like first place?
No. As soon as Dad got a hold of you, he called me. So
I gotcha. Yeah, I've been talking to him for a while. He was trying to get something with Pickerel, and I don't know what happened over there, but
yeah, I call him Pikachu.
Yeah, did your father ever get his CDL back, or is he still kind of waiting on? I know he had some issues, some bumps in the road.
He's still waiting. I think right now he's just working with me on this. This is his main priority. So.
Well, yeah, he's got the experience and the brains pretty much for, you know, to operate the industry. He knows all the ins and the nos. But yeah, no, we should totally be able to help you out. I'm gonna need a couple of things. Do you have any quotes for these trailers? I think your dad said he was just looking around right now, that he didn't have any specific quotes picked out.
I don't know if he's found any recently or not. Dad, did you find any quotes on trailers, like any that you absolutely wanted? He said the ones that he found have been about $8,200. He's been trying to get them to come down, but he's working on it. So not really, I guess, anything set.
Okay. Do you guys have a project deadline that you're trying to meet, or we're just trying to get this done as efficiently as possible? You know, we're starting the business. Let's do it right.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only aspect we're looking at right now.
Yeah, just kind of getting everything set before. You haven't gotten any jobs or anything like that?
Oh, no, not yet. As soon as we do this and as soon as, I mean, we've got drivers ready to go.
Everything's lined up ready, so we just need some trailers, and sounds
and
like we're in business.
We have to get insurance.
And the permits, yeah, okay. So there's a few steps, but, you know, there's no pressing. I was trying to pretty much see if there's any kind of time constraints or pressing needs here, but it sounds like we just want to do everything as, you know, get the best deal, you know, shop around. I gotcha.
Efficiently as possible.
Perfect. All right, so, Kelsey, I'm going to send you a quick little application for the equipment. Now, I know we don't have the invoices yet, so that's going to kind of hold us up here because it's a startup. Usually, we'll go off some bank statements. I guess right now we're going to use personal bank statements. I'll check with my underwriter, see exactly what they want, just because this is a startup trucking industry. So usually we ask for banks and a tax return. But you don't have those things yet, obviously. So right now we're just gonna need the applications and the invoices and quotes for the trailers once you get them. But I'll shoot that over your way, and any other info I need, I'll keep you posted. What's a good email address?
I made one this morning for the company. It's Kelf Express, KelfExpress at gmail.com.
I like it.
Thanks.
Perfect. All right, Kelsey, I'll send you a little bit of info I need if you want to fill out the applications for me, get them back sometime later this week, and start shopping around, really.
All right, yeah, I need to get on that.
Yeah, well, Steve sounds like he's got a pretty good idea of exactly what he wants. You know, I'm not in the industry, so it's kind of hard to elaborate on that for me, but he sounds like he's got a plan.
he does. It's just,
all right.
I'm gonna have to have him write it all down eventually, but
yeah, we'll get there. Get it out of his head and onto paper.
Right, that's the tough part.
Nah, he's a good guy though. All right, I'll shoot that over in a few minutes. Just a list of things I need, and I'll check back with you maybe Friday or this time next week. What do you think's better?
You can call me Friday.
Friday? All right, we'll touch base on Friday.
All right, then.
All right, sounds good, Kelsey. Take care. Tell Steve I said hi.
I will.
All right, bye-bye.